This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always. Always something up, and always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and, ouch, texting, tweeting, and truly being. And you got to be part of the conversation. How do you get educated? How do you learn anything just sitting on the couch thinking you know it all? I deal with people like that all the time. I always get a kick out of it. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, have you along for the ride. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or you can join us several different ways. Hopefully, first, by your radio. It's always good. And then, secondly, you know, you could, we have an app. We have an Android and an Apple app. We can watch the show. You can listen. There's a million ways to get show if the radio station in your area doesn't carry it. And if they don't carry the show, come on, whatever I tell you to do it, I've been telling you this forever, it ain't that hard. Call the radio station. Tell them about the show. Ask them why they're not carrying the show. You guys were on it for a while because I think we picked up like two stations in 1 month, and it was all because of listeners, or I guess, are you really a listener at that point? If you're listening, well, I guess you are. You're listening on your little phone there, your smartphone. And because you called and said something, and that's how we pick up new stations. You know, it's not like the program director's driving around listening to other stations, seeing what shows he can steal. It doesn't work that way. So again, I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend listening to the show and then engaging and having other people engage. Right? And I said I'm going to start giving some shout-outs to some of these stations because we really do appreciate it. Very much. 1220 AM out of Salem. Right? I always appreciate you guys, too. Salem's reliable news talk radio. KBSN, news station out of Moses Lake, Washington. 1470 AM. Love you guys. Thank you so much for taking the show. We do appreciate it. And if you're a listener on any of these stations, give a holler. Let me know. Let me know you're getting it, you're picking it up. And even some of the topics you might want to talk about. I was getting a kick out of it. Some of you, you don't, if you haven't been listening long, one of the things you'll figure out after a little bit, out. I will take on and discuss just about anything. Even to the point where the producer shoots me with a little Nerf gun. Because she doesn't like what I'm saying. Makes her little ears perk up and turn red. Oh, man, you know, we've got so much going on. There's so much we can get to. Gerard Lemire is going to join us in the second hour. Now, he's the one I've told you plenty of times. You need to go grab his blog, Dr. Gerard Lemire. And, you know, he has picked the last presidential races. He's called a lot of these, I won't say local, but state and federal races. Because he doesn't use polling. He laughs at the polling. And basically what it boils down to is it's not a survey. He does research on the areas. He does research on what people want. He does research on what's affecting Americans. And that's how he gets the real answers. As to what he needs, is what people are going to vote for, which way they're going to go. Look, I know, I'm already off topic. but I'll get back on in a second. You know, going down this road, right? And when Girard looks at what's needed, you've got this election coming up. The November is the general election. Then you come back around to the presidential election. Are you telling me, have we so much lost our minds in this country? Are you telling me if you've got more money in your paycheck, you've got, your kids are fighting me, your kids are finding work. The ones that used to be hanging around the couch playing video games, they're finding work now. Your honey actually he's getting paid a little bit more, a little more change in the pocket. At work, he's more secure. His employers are actually maybe building another plant. They're hiring more people. You're able to actually cook more food to put on the table. Are you really telling me you're going to hand it back over to the Pelosiites? I mean, I want you to take an IQ test at that point. Because she wants it all back to the way it was when Obama was in office. An anemic market. Right? People were. And listen, that whole thing about the unemployment rate and where he was at, do your homework. People were jumping over to disability in record numbers because their unemployment was running out. You know, when you have single digit, you know, historically, low single digits of people moving from unemployment to disability, and then all of a sudden under Obama we're hitting double digits, and it's happening pretty close to when their unemployment's running out. Can we draw any kind of line? I'm just asking. So it's just to be, and you know, CNN, who was just so excited, so happy, so, you know, they had Trump. They got Trump. They have him. No. You have to wonder. See, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in Boston in the 70s. Mafia was very, very prevalent in the area that I lived in. And you used to see what they did to people, right? I mean, this garbage that you guys watch on TV about the mafia, there's nothing romantic about the mafia. Absolutely nothing. Now, I never was a Sopranos watcher because, I don't know, I don't believe or agree to glorifying these kind of things. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about, first of all, I'm going to lay your foundation for the mafia, and then we're going to talk about the FBI and the DOJ. See if we can find some similarities. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be
at we are back.
Where at least I know
I'm always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. And head up to the website, therealside.com. Look, I don't tell you to do stuff I wouldn't do. Even I bought a coffee mug. What are you laughing for? And coffee tastes better in a mug, I'm telling you. Whether you like it or not, it tastes better in a mug. Anyway, so if you just tuned in, we've been talking about, is it social media or is it social mafia? I mean, which one? Because, again, I started to tell you in the last segment that I grew up in Boston, and I grew up there you hear me joke about this, but it's true, right? You're not from Boston if you're from Framingham, from my Massachusetts listeners. You know what I mean by that, right? I grew up in Boston, in the north end of Boston. Okay, I could run over to the Boston Gardens and see a Celtics game, a Bruins game. I mean, seriously, that's how close I was. Yeah, I swam in that disgusting... My mother's listening, she's going to pass out. When it was contaminated, maybe that's it. The Boston Harbor, when I was a kid, is in a place you could cool off. Right? Some of you who grew up in big cities, you know what I'm talking about. If you grew up in Brooklyn or Queens or, you know, in south side of Chicago, in those areas where, you know, it was, what they call them at the days, the concrete jungles, they were hot. They were miserable. You do whatever you could to cool off. You know, sometimes they cracked open the fire hydrants for us. It was so bad. And they did that to keep us from getting stupid and crazy. But, you know, that was the fun of growing up in a big city. I mean, truly, I know there's a lot of downside to it, but I wouldn't give it up for anything. I mean, it's really, truly what made me the person I am today, the people I dealt with. Right? The people in the inner city like that. So, anyway. So I grew up at a time when the mafia was very active, very prevalent in that area. And I saw things that no kid should see, number one. You know, and number two is, you guys, I started saying it before the break, you romanticize the mafia. You romanticize the underworld in these movies, and you know, that's where the actors, you know, they're really, really freaky in the head. And they make it look like this stuff is so great. Like the guy, you know, you look at the Godfather trilogy. Look at, really, sit back and look at that movie for what it is and what it was portraying. You know what I mean? There's loyalty. And one thing that movie brought out that was 100% true, the only family you have loyalty to is your mafia family. Not even the one your wife and the kids that you made. You're supposed to have more loyalty to them, to the mafia, than you are to your own blood family. There's a scene in one of those movies where they say something along the lines of, so, you know, before you do this, if I call you, we call on you, we need you, and your mother's in the hospital dying, where do you go? He says, well, I respond to you. So he's willing to leave his mother in the hospital dying because he knows... His first allegiance is to the mafia. So they'll do anything to make sure that the mafia stays strong. They do anything to make sure, right, that the mafia family is taken care of. Now, I know I'm going to take a lot of heat for this. I've got family that are law enforcement. And they're good, clean people. Don't get me wrong. As I tell this, as we go through the segment, let's be clear. The majority of the rank and file, the FBI, the DOJ, police departments, and what have you, they're good people. They're not out there looking who they can kill like some on the left would have you believe. They're not looking for their opposite color so they can go out and find a way to kill them. It doesn't work that way. But they've gotten too powerful. There's a lot of ways to prove how powerful they believe themselves to be. Especially look at the FBI. They're supposed to be totally accountable to the Congress. And yet the Congress, months, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to get information from them. Does that sound right to you? Does that sound like the way it's supposed to be? Can you imagine if your boss asked you for information, you said, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it. You'd be in the unemployment line faster than being able to get that paper or those papers out of your file cabinet, wouldn't you? But the FBI and the DOJ, you go back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover, when he had files on everybody, on the president, on the AG. He had files on everyone, and he used those files to get done what he wanted to get done. It has been corrupt off and on for a long time at the highest levels. And this is considered, the FBI is considered, if not the, one of the most powerful law enforcement agencies on the planet. So that should scare you. And listen, no different than when the mafia guys were walking down picking up their protection money. And if you didn't have the money, you know what happens. The only upside to having the mafia in your neighborhood is that old women and kids didn't get beat or molested because it was bad for business. Not because it was bad morally, it was bad for business. Think about it. And it's the same spine chill. I have friends of mine in law enforcement, pretty far up, and they all say the same thing. If the FBI knocks on your door and starts asking you questions, answer nothing. All right? And not because they're corrupt, and not because they're nasty people, but there's a certain way they operate. There's a certain way they do things. Think about the lack of power. Look at, guys, think about the lack of power you have. Any of you ever been to jail, even for a traffic ticket or whatever? I don't know. You know, you're for a protest. You have no rights. You're behind a jail cell. You go to the bathroom there in front of everybody. You have no rights. Nobody really cares. You sleep on the floor. And you go back to James Comey. He knew the FBI was, quote-unquote, incorruptible, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. We're going to talk a lot more about the DOJ, the FBI, and the mafia right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful because you can't do that to people.
President Trump's comments this afternoon from the White House. This comes a week before Google, Facebook, and Twitter testify before Congress. The president continued.
We have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in, and you just can't do that. So I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
According to Politico, Congressman Ron DeSantis has won Florida's Republican gubernatorial primary over Adam Putnam by a margin of 56-37%. The primary has been called with 41% of precincts reporting. DeSantis was endorsed by President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Except if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Right? You're going round and round the roller skating rink. Think about that. With those stupid 70s shorts on. Remember those? Basketball? You're going to lose your dinner, are you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I mean, seriously, story for another day. Anyway, so we were talking about, social media or social mafia. As producer Tammy said, what is the FBI and all this got to do with social media? Well, look it. What I'm trying to lay out is how scary the mafia really is. Don't romanticize these people. When you have people that have so much more power than you, think about how small that makes you feel, how helpless, how power. Look at a lot of us on the right, when President Obama was in office and the things that were being done, especially if you were a Christian conservative, you felt to a big degree powerless. You felt overwhelmed by not being able to get ahead. Right? And anything you did, you were looked down. I mean, things that you think are stupid that mean a lot to somebody like me is something as simple as saying Merry Christmas to somebody and having it to be socially acceptable, if you would. Right? Now you got the FBI and the DOJ. Right? Look at what Robert, I mean, thank God Trump has a skin as thick as an elephant skin. Really, seriously. Because you feel like you have absolutely no power, no place to go. I mean, he is the president, but man, these guys are continually hitting him. They're not letting up. They're not lightening up. Right? I'm not wrong here. I know I'm telling the truth. And how do you fight the FBI? How do you fight the DOJ? How do you fight the CIA, if you would? It's almost impossible, isn't it? They've got so much more power than you. They can stick you in a closet somewhere and nobody will find you forever. Right? And then, who was it? Was it the, who's the Twitter CEO? I can't think of his name.
Dorsey.
What?
Jack Dorsey.
Every time I think of Jack Dorsey, it's a
basketball player from my early days. But anyway, he's coming out, and he's going to testify in front of Congress, willingly. But is he really? And what's he going to tell Congress? Look at what Zuckerberg told Congress. All these guys have already been in front of him. And yeah, sure, we're not doing that. I'm not aware of us doing that. I'm not aware of us picking anybody in particular. No, of course you're not. Because the only thing you're aware of is you're taking everybody on the conservative side down. You're stopping most of the conservative message from getting out. And I'm not going to do this. You guys go do your own homework. But, you know, you can't do we did a story the other night because a pastor wanted to put up an ad where he was telling you to find God and to love God and to reach out to God. We can't have that. That sounds like a political message. Since when did God become political? See, so here's your problem with the left. It just came to me. If we have to have a separation of politics and God, or politics and or government and God, well, heck, if God is political, no problem, right? Let's pull them all together. And then you got Facebook. There's a lot of ads. I stopped trying to run ads on Facebook because they turned most of them down on me. So forget that number. And then because we are, for all intents and purposes, we are a terrestrial radio program who happens to simulcast, is what they used to call it. I don't know what they call it now. On Facebook and Twitter and some of these other platforms to make sure that you guys can get the show no matter where you're at. Right? I mean, we are no longer beating our brains out to make sure we can get the message out on Facebook to those places. We do what we can, but if they shut it down, it's not my headache. But think of the power they have. You guys, think of the power you've given them. You've given Twitter. You've given Facebook. You've given YouTube. We go down the whole list. These guys act like the mafia. You're going to do it their way. They're going to control it, or they're going to squash you. And the way they squash you is social. Think about the money they pull out of your pocket. They're going to squash you by pulling you down. They're going to squash. Matter of fact, I wouldn't pull you down. I would do what they're doing. Shadow banning you. Make it hard to find your page. Make it so your program goes down in the middle of the program. Or stories that you posted, right, that you've linked and shot out everywhere, that you've spent money to do that, all of a sudden the link comes down. You know, it used to irritate me, and YouTube used to do it all the time. You'd get you'd get all these views on YouTube. You'd get, you know, within the first couple of days, 12, 15, 20,000, and then they would pull it down for terms and conditions violation. But they would never tell you what that violation was. And if you've looked at their terms and condition paperwork, it's like 600 pages. Oh, I'm supposed to go looking for it? And then what you do, this was always just infuriated me. Then what you would do is you would fight it, right? You would ask them to reassess or reevaluate, and they go, oh, sorry, our mistake. Let us put that back up for you. And it would put it back up, and it'd have two views. So all the views you got before that, all the numbers that we commentators use to sell sponsorships, gone. And I find it very hard to believe that they can't track that, know what it is, and put it back up. And then, I'm telling you, think about the power that these social media groups have. Google CEO, I'm not going to testify in front of the Senate. Who are you? Think about that. And then when Zuckerberg shows up, what does he have to really tell them? These guys do not have the guts to stand up to Google, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm sorry, I've got friends in Congress. They don't have the guts. Because if they have the guts, like, I'm not for more government regulation. I'm really not, guys. But how are we going to stop this? Because you guys won't pull away from it. How many of you are still with Hulu? We're not. You know why we got off of Hulu? Because they beat up the CEO for giving money to the, what was it, Prop 8 here in California, right? Then he donated like $1,000 to Prop 8. So they fired him for that. So why are you still supporting Hulu? Oh, it's the only place I get my show, Joe. Well, then you don't want to suffer. You don't really want to change. I used to say this all the time, bringing it back in. our founding fathers. Can you imagine them sitting at that table going, yeah, we're going to go against England, but can we do it on the QT? I mean, I don't want to lose my farm. I don't want to lose my land. I don't want to be hung for going against the king. Is there another way to do this? Can we do this differently? And that's, I mean, again, I know you won't even give up a television show to make a point. Now, I partially agree with you from a standpoint of there's not enough of you that'll go to the wall to make a difference. And I think that, you know, there's plenty of other social media platforms out there, but we scatter so much, we don't give any of them any power. But again, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, they are not social media. They are social mafia. They dictate what you get to see, when you get to see, what you're going to pay for seeing that or not seeing it, how you get your message out, where it goes. Right? And let's stop playing this game. I wish, you know, these guys, this is what I love about the hardcore libs. They have no guts. Right? I mean, you look at the Google CEO, the Twitter CEO, I mean, he might be a little better than most. You look at Zuckerberg, right? The Google CEO, what's his name? It's Sundar Pichai. I think that's what it is, right? Now, just say, look, yeah, I'm liberal. I don't like conservatives. It's a privately held company. Go pound sand. I'm going to run it the way I want to. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, I know it's publicly held because they have shares and all that, but you know what I'm saying. Right? And then you got Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey that says they don't shadow ban, but they kind of do. They watch over hate speech. Yeah, this is just too much wishy-washy stuff. Maybe, let's talk about this inside the break, maybe the government does need to get involved. Oh, yeah, that came out of my mouth. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. You know, I would appreciate it very much. Take a look at what we got going on up there. You can go to the website store, right? We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also buy, we have t-shirts up there, hashtag stand. We have coffee cups with a coffee tea. So much better out of a TRS mug. And then I've got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things, all the labels, not the things, but the labels that the left has given us that we, you know, really we shouldn't be afraid of. Maybe we should embrace them. Right? Because they do that to scare you. No other reason. So, you know, again, it's like get involved, get engaged, understand what this stuff means, be able to push back. Because if you can't push back, I don't know. We got to be able to push back to these people. We have to be able to fight back, or it's pretty much useless. This whole fight is useless unless we get off our butts and actually do something about it. So, we've been talking about, is it social media or is it social mafia? I'm telling you. If you think about the power that these people have. And it's not necessarily, you know, Zuckerberg. That's his name, right? Zuckerberg? Yeah. Zuckerberg, and some of you I know want me to call him a different name. I'm not going to do it. Not right. He always said this was supposed to be for information, community information to get out, and you know, for you know, people to share photos and things going on in their life and that kind of stuff. He never envisioned it, you know, as a platform for politics. And about that point, I want to start going, right? Give me a break. The man stole the platform to begin with, but let's move on from there. That's old news. And if he didn't think, if really, honestly, truly, if he didn't think that this thing was going to grow the way it did and the areas he could rent, these guys plan out years ahead, not 3 weeks. And if he didn't see the power that Facebook would have, then he needs to be removed as CEO because he's not smart enough to run it. He knew. He is. He knows exactly what's going down. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I want to send this chill up your spine. This is why I said to you, this is so important that you understand how scary and powerful this is. First of all, Google's play in all of this. We went, and Tammy's got the numbers to prove it, if anybody really doesn't believe us. But we had almost 2 million views a month on our website at one time. What? Oh, a week, excuse me. And it took a nosedive to what, 70,000 or something like that, 71,000 for a month. I was watching those. Now, either we sucked that bad that we took a nosedive, but I doubted, or somebody was irritated by something we were saying. We were banned, and that's Google. I had people telling me they couldn't find the station list. They couldn't find the website. They would type in www.therealside.com, and it would come up like the site doesn't exist. Can't connect to the site right now. And it ain't because we have crappy servers, because we have good servers. We had no problem able to service that. And the same thing with, you know, take a look at Twitter. Oh, this is kind of scary. Think about something. You had, we've had several elections lately where one or two tweets from Donald Trump has changed the outcome of an election. Now, I know the left, that petrifies. I got that. But when you look at, when you look at the race recently in Florida and some of the other races taking place where Trump has simply, for all intents and purposes, he has simply sent out a tweet that said, this is my man, this is what he's good for, and I need his help. That person wins. They could be down, they win. They might be up a point or two, they'll win by 10 or 12 points. So one tweet from the president will make that much of a change. Can you imagine if Twitter blocks him, shadow blocks him, that when he sends his tweet out to the 90 million followers or however many he's got, it only goes out to 20. What do you think? See, this is where they have control of the message. You know, it used to be in years gone by, there was a joke in my day that you don't start a fight with a guy that buys ink in 55-gallon barrels. Well, who are they talking about? The newspaper. They were, for all intents and purposes, now, please, there were papers out there and newspapers out, reporting services that were doing the right thing. They were honest, they were doing the right thing. But then the ones that weren't, the biased ones that only put up, you know, a lot of major cities used to have two papers. The one that was the more liberal rag, as they used to call it, and one that was more conservative. So you would get both sides of the... I grew up, what was it, the Boston Herald and the Boston Globe. And you'd get to see the different versions of or the different viewpoints of the issues, but with fact laid in there, not opinion. Unless, of course, you opened up to the opinion section, in which case you'd get the opinion. And you expected to get the opinion. Well, not anymore. Now they come across as it's solid news, it's hard news, they know what's right, shut up, read the paper, and do what they tell you to do. But now it's not the 55-gallon drum owner or ink owner. Now it's the person that has the electrons at their fingertips, right? The ones that can send messages to a couple of tens of millions of people in one clip. That's the ones that you need to be afraid of. Do I need to translate? Twitter, Google, Facebook? Those are the ones you now need to be afraid of. And as long as you keep supporting them, buying ads from them, and I realize, you know, especially with elections coming up, you got to find some way to get a message out. I mean, there's only one way to beat these guys. If you're a capitalist, there's only one way to beat them. And that's in the wallet. And you have to be willing to hit them hard in the wallet. Look, we only did it temporarily. We didn't do it long term. But you saw what happened when people came against Target and stopped shopping there because they didn't like their new bathroom rules, remember? Think about it. Their stock took a nosedive. They had a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time so much you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being a part of the solution. Right? We're bringing in Dr. Gerard Lomero in the next hour. What else are we going to talk about? Politics. This man has hit it right on a dozen times. Very easily. With who's going to be president. With, you know, senators, congressmen. Now, Florida, in the Florida race, the Sanders-backed Tallahassee mayor, Gilliam, wins the Dem side. And he's going to take on DeSantis, who won on the Republican side. But here, you know, here we, if Sanders backed this guy, right? I don't know what kind of fight the other Dem put up. I have no clue. But this is when I look at this stuff and go, okay, we'll have no problem. Don't you think? You know, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let your friends know. Let your friends know about the show, what it's about. Send them in our direction. Again, I wasn't joking earlier when I said if you're in an area, as much as we paid for, as much as we had some really good apps for your phone made, the ultimate is to listen to it on your local radio. So reach out to your local radio stations. Reach out to your local station owner, station manager. Say, look, here's his number. Here's how to get a hold of him. Here's his email. Here's the app. Give him a call. And get us on that station in your area. That way you can listen to it as you're driving around. And it can really get your heart. But matter of fact, if nothing else, at least it'll keep you awake. Right? I am Joe Messina, your host. If you head up to the website, there's a place that they give you your email address. If you give me your email address, I only send out an email about once a week, and even that, I've missed a couple. Right? It lets you know who's coming on the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing. I've got my sponsors up on that list. Really, seriously. And you know what? It doesn't. If you don't like it, if you find it's got too much junk on it, then just unsubscribe. I make it really simple. One, look, if you can't handle one button to unsubscribe, we need to talk. That's a problem. What will you fight for? But again, head up to the website. Give me your email address. Get involved in the conversation. I don't know what else to tell you. Wake up. We still got so much fighting to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.